Let's begin again. So we are at action item number 23, Custer State Park cabin transfer.
You don't have that solved yet?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler. What we have in this morning in the book is just on page 23 is just a quick resolution. Sally Paulson basically passed away. She's been a long-term cabin owner in the park, and per her estate, she's asked that it be transferred to her son, Charles, who I've been in contact with. So that's what the resolution before you today is, just approving that transfer from his mom, Sally, to Charles, her son. So
we need a motion to approve resolution 19-28, right?
Correct.
So moved.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor of resolution 19-28, say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion or resolution carries.
Thank you.
May I ask him a question, Mr. Chairman?
Sure.
Could you just remind us, like, how many of these cabins are still there?
We have 35 cabins still remaining today. The lease expires in 2029. And reading through that again and familiarizing myself is it dates back to the early 80s where there was an attempt to basically terminate all the leases at that time. And it went through a pretty heated court battle from what I've been able to ascertain from the different readings and some of the different agreements that were raised. And finally, they reached a settlement agreement, the state and the cabin owners, that they would give them until 2029, December 31st of 2029. At that point, they all have to vacate the park. Prior to that, per the agreement, it basically states that these cabin owners, if they choose to leave their cabin in the park, they become the property of the state of South Dakota. If they choose to take their cabin out, then they have till the following May to come and pick up their cabin, literally, and haul it out of the park. But as of right now, 2029, December 31st of 2029, the leases would all terminate. So,
thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
Item 24, Roy Lake Concession Settlement Agreement and Prospectus.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Hepler. As you know, we have been working on several different concession options here over the last few months, and we've had a small subcommittee that's been working with me and staff to identify some opportunities. One of those opportunities is before us today in the form of Roy Lake. As you recall, Roy Lake, we had offered different prospectuses over different periods for probably the last year and a half. We started with a price. That price has come down with subsequent prospectus offerings. And we got to the point in September where it was time. Part of the rules say that the director can just put another prospectus out there if nothing changes. And the concessionaire came forward and said, hey, you guys want to put this out there again for me at the same price? And I said, we need to wait on this. The conversations that we've had as the commission and staff about doing something to address this possessory interest issue that we have at some of these concessions, and the opportunity to potentially purchase that possessory interest from the concessionaires and bring that within the fold of the Division of Parks, and then offer that opportunity out in a different manner in some version. It's the same conversation we've had about Spring Creek. It's the same conversation we've had about Roy Lake and some other places. And so that opportunity was out there, and through these discussions, I said, let's hang on with this prospectus. Meanwhile, the concessionaire had someone come and talk to them. We hadn't had any activity up there at Roy Lake. The concessionaire had some folks that visited with him. Ultimately, they have talked about a price, and that price reduction puts the cost of purchasing possessory interest at Roy Lake at $449,000, substantially down from where it started. The problem with that is not having a prospectus out there right now. They have nothing to negotiate on. They have nothing to talk about. Even though they've come to an agreement on what they think the purchase price should be, that opportunity has to be provided to everyone within the public. Everybody has to get a chance to bid on it, and that's the competitive nature of these different concessions. So that's what we're here to do today, is to, I think I need, according to John, I need two different actions. One is to approve the settlement agreement, which is in your book, page 24, I believe. That settlement agreement basically reduces the price for the concessionaire's interest up there and personal property to $449,000, and allows us to take that number and then put it into a prospectus. But that does take your approval to reduce that price. So, Mr. Chair, I'd need an action to adopt the settlement agreement on page 24.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
Motion. Second.
Any discussion? Seeing nobody wanting to have discussion, all in favor of the motion to approve the settlement agreement, say aye.
Aye.
Right. Any opposed? Settlement agreement is approved.
Thank you. That moves us on to the second action, which is the offering of the prospectus. Going back to what I previously said, one step in this is to, when we offer that prospectus, is to reflect the reduced price of $449,000. But the second part of that, I think, which is probably more significant, is that the language that is in the prospectus that will be advertised pending your approval, that you have, I know you had it sent to you, it allows for us to purchase that possessory interest throughout the term of the contract. I don't know if that contract will end up being a 5-year contract or a 10-year contract. We'll have to work that out with whoever the potential winner is on the lease agreement, the concession agreement. But basically what we would do is take the purchase price, divide it by the number of years, and that's what we would be willing to offer the next person in there to buy that possessory interest out over the term of that contract. And again, it goes back to what were some of our goals when we started talking about, how are we going to handle some of these concessions going forward, and why are we in some of these situations? I feel like this solves that problem going forward. It puts everything under one roof. Not only does the department have control of the land, but they would also have control of the buildings, and then we can negotiate a contract with someone to manage that for us or run certain portions of it ourselves, whichever makes the best sense. But what we eliminate is this get to the end of a concession agreement, my stuff's worth $1 million, $5 million, $12 million, whatever that is. And I own the buildings, and what happens if we can't strike an agreement? Is somebody going to haul those off? We get to these nuclear kinds of options, and I believe that allowing us to work with whoever this next person in there is to purchase those possessory interests will eliminate that problem on the back end, and it also allows us to, I think, manage these places a little better going forward. So. Yeah, like I said, the prospectus, it basically reflects the change in the purchase price. It offers the opportunity to be negotiable with the term of the lease. It talks about the purchase of the possessory interest and taking care of that. Am I missing any other highlight there, John, that we worked through? It establishes an R&M fund, which is not up there right now, but it establishes a 2%, and that has been offered in previous prospectus as well for this location, but that is a change from what our normal operation has been up there. I'd be happy to answer any questions about this, I'd ask you to please approve the prospectus and let us go out for 30 days, see what kind of offers we get, and bring you forward a recommendation for either new owner or a new agreement, hopefully in December.
Okay, we need a motion to approve the prospectus.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask a question.
Mr. Phillips.
In determining whether it'll be a 5 or a 10-year time limit that we buy him out, will that be in negotiation with this individual after he's agreed to purchase it, or will it be in negotiations prior to finalization?
It would be prior to, we'll know what that is prior to our finalization. It is part of the prospectus is to say, I'd like it over this many years, this dollar amount, and that way we can guarantee them how many years they're going to be up there. We know what the end of the road looks like as well. So, yeah, it's part of the prospectus. It'd be part of the proposal that they would put forward is what is that number of years. We definitely have some influence on that. We can visit with folks. The actual agreement can be a negotiation between the department and the new person up there.
Okay. I would move approval also.
Any discussion? Commissioner Sharp.
Commissioner Sharp, Scott, in the event the people that are currently interested or we do not get anybody else interested, if they do not agree to the buyout of their possessory interest, what is the next step for the department at that point in time?
Mr. Chair, Commissioner Sharp, I know that it would be up to the department then to step in and likely purchase that up front for $449,000. Yep. At least that would be my recommendation. I don't know that I get to write that check right away. I'm sure that takes consultation.
Discussion, comments? Not all in favor of the motion to approve the prospectus, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Prospectus is approved.
All right. Thank you.